This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just want to continue on a little bit about this conversation about the Browns. How much do you think Nick Chubb should be playing on Sunday? And, you know, Daryl said it before where they should be run the ball. I just, that's not who they are. I think they'd rather sit there and fail. What, they went 1-for-20? On third down over a two-game span there?
Well, but what the quote that makes everybody lose it, right? Because we've all heard it way too many times. If you keep doing the definition of insanity is when you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So I'm kind of with them. We saw more under center game against the Eagles. Now, the Eagles are a mess, as has come out all so much. Mm-hmm. But there seemed to be some kind of between Pierre Strong's running and a little bit more under center. It seemed to open some things up. And we've talked to enough offensive linemen on this show that will tell you the exact same thing over and over again, which is run the ball. Offensive linemen prefer it when you run the ball. And especially when your line is banged up and it's sounding like maybe we see Posick this week. You know, we'll know on Friday with the Friday injury report. But, like, you know, we'll see where all of this goes. If maybe Michael Dunn is once again back at center, or if this is moving a different direction, who knows? But offensive linemen love it when you run the ball. So just let's do this. And I'm not saying ride Nick Chubb like Secretariat. Poor
They're
guy's
not going to be able to. There's just
injury.
No way. It's not right to do that to him. Now, would it be nice to see him on third down? Oh, man. That would be awesome. That would be awesome to see him on third down. I don't think we'll see it. I don't. Do you?
What?
You know what I'd like to be? I'd like to be in a position because of him that it's third and short. How about third and anything less than four? How many times over the last couple weeks have we watched this team just deflate? Once they get either into the red zone or have the opportunity to have third and short, it just doesn't happen. When you sit here and you start talking, like, I want to sit here and rattle off this, well, they were like 1-for-20 on third down over a two-game span. Yeah, they were. But how many of those were third and long? How many of those were self-destruction? How many of those took them out of the red zone or took them out of a touchdown opportunity to perhaps have a chance to win a game? Because of offside.
It's every coach. You're in third and long because you messed up first and second down. Like, every single football coach has said that from the beginning of time. You're in third and long because you goofed up first and down. First and second down.
Or first and down.
And first and down.
I'm down with that.
Most def. So.
Or eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking.
Nick Chubb addressed the media yesterday. It was a great moment where he was a part of this and had this to say about being back.
I feel like I've been feeling for a while now. I'm just ready to get out there with my team, ready to do whatever I can. I feel good.
Man, a few words. I love. You know what? As much as we want guys to run their mouths and say things that get us all fired up about games, man, he is such a pro's pro. I mean, you know, he really is just a silent assassin when he's on the field, right? Oh, man. How about that magnificent... Oh, wait, he just handed the ball back to the referee and got back into play? Oh, my God. How refreshing is that? He wants to win. He wants to play. He wants to make smart plays. He wants to know that if a team has a lead and they can run out the clock, that he will slide in bounds inside the five to make sure the team has the opportunity to run out the clock.
Yep. He is there to win football games. He is there to have everybody pulling in the same direction, and he's there to be the guy to show you where to pull.
And like you were saying yesterday, the Players Journal thing is a must-read for all Browns fans.
Yeah, Players Tribune article. Haven't read that yet, give that a read. It was absolutely outstanding, and he actually went and talked about that a little bit.
Well, I have a friend that works with Players Tribune, and you know, she reached out, said it'd be a cool story. I've been wanting to do it because they do a great job with the stories they create, and I thought it'd be a good time now. So, yeah, we kind of just worked on it together, and it came out, you know, really good.
he went on to mention this about the article as well.
It means a lot because, I mean, people only see me on Sundays and they don't know what it's been like this past year. It's been a lot of downs, a lot of hard work, a lot of stress, you know, and so that kind of gives them a little insight on what's actually been going on.
I hope, please, Bronze, I'm begging you, introduce the offense this week. Please make sure you introduce the offense. He deserves it for the work that he, who thought he was coming back this week? Who thought, I mean, look, when they put him on, when he came back to camp in the beginning and we thought, well, he's going to have to miss four games at least, that's probably the first time anyone thought, oh, he might be back for the Bengals game. He may be back for the Bengals game. What? No way. I saw that injury. How many CLs did he rip up? How many CLs do you have?
All.
M, L, N, Z. He did like the whole alphabet.
Yeah.
He had the whole alphabet of them. And they had to rebuild him and reconstruct for a second time. That's the crazy part. And he's out on the field this week. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Oh. You want someone that defines heart, soul, grit, hard hat, lunchbox, steel mill mentality. Got to go home, take care of my family, take care of my city, take care of things. Man, it's Nick Chubb. It's Nick Chubb. You want to buy your kid a jersey? Nick Chubb. That's work ethic.
He's awesome.
That's someone that wants to be here, that wants to play here. And then what was the line in the piece about the team wanted him here?
Yeah, his agent.
When did we hear that?
His agent basically told Nick Chubb the team wants you back because the city wants you back. Like and he's 100% right. I mean, if they would have moved on from Nick Chubb because of the lack of guaranteed money in that contract and everything, the city would have rioted. The city, like, this city has taken Nick Chubb under their wing, and he knows it. He says it feels exactly the same way as it did back in college.
You always hear that NFL isn't the same as college, but I mean, I can't tell a difference here in Cleveland. It's the same love that I had in my college town at UGA. So it's the same thing.
Love it. Love every minute of it. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the Browns. Got to get back into the Guardians. Appreciate everybody who's listening to the stream right now. You rock on the Odyssey app. And if you're not listening, you need to download the app now.